The cost of living is getting more expensive, and petrol is the latest commodity to become unaffordable for Australians. With prices in some places over $2.50 a litre, some workers rely now on public transport. Today, National Cabinet has agreed to a fuel security plan, but organisations like the Rail, Train and Bus Union say public transport should be free all across Australia. I asked National Secretary of the RTBU, Alex Classens, to explain more about their pledge.
So effectively, the Rail, Tram and Bus Union is calling on the federal government and the state governments to take this current crisis into account and to alleviate the pressure on our households by providing either free or at least low-cost public transport for the people of each state that have got the ability to use that. So in essence, what we're saying is, like, for an example, the people in Sydney that have got a lot of public transport options in terms of our trams, buses and trains, we want people to use those, and therefore they're not using the fuel, and which will allow the fuel to go out and be used in the regions where they don't have the options of public transport. So in essence, we're saying this is one of the quick levers that governments can pull to try and alleviate the economic pressures on people in this time of crisis.
Now, Alex, why is public transport so central for cost of living support for commuters?
The average person in Sydney, for example, will spend lots of money just travelling backwards and forwards to work on public transport. You know, you hear people saying that they're spending $80 a week, for example. Well, you know, and when the cost of living is going up like it is, then, you know, quite clearly something has to be done about it, particularly with the fuel costs going through the roof at the moment.
Now, Alex, with the actual public transport network across Australia, do you believe the public transport network can hold to be free for good?
Look, I think, you know, it's like anything. You've got to create the demand first to be able to see just what resources are needed to be able to deliver that. Look, I mean, our public transport does an enormous amount of work already, and sure, we can do some extra. But ultimately, what might need to happen is that the governments may need to provide extra resources and extra facilities to be able to cope with the demand. But until that demand is met, we won't know just how deep it's going to get and how difficult it's going to get for us to be able to do that. But right at the moment, the ask is that where possible, people leave their cars at home and use public transport.
Now, Alex, what are some of the challenges in general jurisdictions face to make public transport free for all users?
Look, I'm not really sure what excuses governments are going to use, but in essence, I mean, the decision's already been made by Victoria, by Tasmania and by Queensland. Queensland, of course, adopted the approach where they said 50-cent fares. Now, the reason they did that was so they can still get people to pay, so they at least kept track of how many people are using the system, et cetera, et cetera. In New South Wales, for example, the government there could actually use the pensioner fares, for example, where they charge $2.50 per day, is a mechanism that they could use. However, the New South Wales government at the moment are saying they're not looking at that just yet. They're going to wait until later. Of course, Victoria have said that it's for 1 month, commencing 1st of April. And Tasmania, of course, have gone for 3 months of free transport. So there are different mechanisms, and that's why the jurisdictions, the state jurisdictions, will have to deal with each as they see fit.
And what are some other actions the union is actioning to tell governments on reducing costs in terms of public transport and, you know, on oil prices, etc.?
Well, look, we're just being part of the industry. We're saying we're here to help. We're happy to sit down with any government and any bureaucracy to sit down and work out how we can best assist. You know, we're very passionate about providing good public transport for the people of Australia. We believe that Australia is in a really good place where we can actually help each other once we have those conversations. And, you know, we just stand ready to be able to assist and and do what we do best, and that is delivering good public transport for the people of Australia.
That was National Secretary of the Rail, Train and Bus Union, Alex Classens.